Some of the leaders of the protest in Hong Kong are now behind bars, arrested, accused of trying to organize rallies that would not be safe for the public. And Chinese troops and vehicles now seen moving across the border into Hong Kong. Now, the military says this is just the ordinary rotation of military equipment and personnel, but it looks quite a bit different, I can tell you that. Millions have been protesting in Hong Kong about the iron-fisted rule of Beijing. The reports began coming out early Thursday. The state-run news agency Xinhua released a report that the Hong Kong garrison of the Chinese People's Liberation Army, the PLA, was making a scheduled rotation, that it was an annual normal routine. The images showed armored carriers and trucks carrying troops at the border, naval vessels arriving in Hong Kong. In the previous two rotations in 2017 and 18, state media reports that the number of troops and equipment had not changed. This year, the report does not include that detail. It's estimated that up to 10,000 troops are in the garrison on either side of the border. And so here we are. It just looks to me like we're about to have a crackdown in Hong Kong. It appears there's about to be a major crackdown in Hong Kong. An escalation from the tear gas and the riot police. Something much more substantial and serious. You know, and with the facial recognition that goes on in China and the way that they keep track of folks, it's no wonder that the people are being arrested. They do the same thing around the world now, of course. Your image, your file, if you will, is out there. They know who you are for the most part. I mean, if you walk down a city street in New York City, they know exactly who you are. Because they can cross-reference it with social media, other places. Very few people, I believe, remain anonymous today in the so-called civilized world, be it the United States or China, or, well, I don't know if China's civilized, but you understand my point. You understand my point, all right? So the Chinese are moving there into Hong Kong. We'll see what happens, because millions of people protesting, I mean, that could become extremely problematic, not to mention what it would mean for Shanghai and the government in China, for the communist government to crack down in some substantial way. Obviously, the pictures would get out. It would be a terrible thing to see on the world stage, and not something that China would reap any benefit from overall. All right. On another note here, I saw yesterday that Apple will be launching its iPhone 11 September 10th and Cupertino, that is, of course, California, where its main campus is. And so I looked at my phone. I thought my phone's like an iPhone 7, maybe. 7 Plus, I think, is what it is, right? And I thought, I don't need a new phone. First of all, it goes off entirely too much as it is. You know, we were told that smartphones would give us freedom. Wrong. Smartphones are nothing more than an electronic tether to keep track of us. I mean, how can you go to the grocery store and just wander around, you know, aimlessly looking at things, or maybe the sporting goods store, you know, and look at hunting and fishing gear? And can't do that anymore, because if you go without your phone, well, where were you? Why didn't you have your phone? What's going on? I'm just looking at, you know, fishing rods. Why? Because I like fishing rods. Or if you're looking at fishing rods and the phone goes off, what are you doing there? Looking at phones. We don't need fishing rods. Well, maybe we do. Anyhow, the point is, they are an electronic tether, a leash. You know, you voluntarily tagged yourself. It didn't create freedom. It took it away. And a lot of people hang on to their phones a lot longer than they used to. Mine is probably, I don't know, 3-4 years old now. I have no need for a new phone. I don't care. This year, Apple expected to introduce 3 new models. The iPhone 11, 11 Max, and 11R. It's the 11 Max, 11 Pro. I don't know what the difference is. The devices will apparently have better cameras, faster processors. The iOS 13 new operating system. But people aren't buying them the way they used to. Smartphones have been around since 2007 now. For a dozen years, the smartphone's been around. Has your life gotten better with electronics in 12 years? Ask yourself that. look at your phone, ask, is your life better because of that device? In some ways, sure. I mean, I like the idea of looking up at the weather and following the radar. Storms moved through last night over my house. I was able to see how big the cells were. I like that a lot. I like the ability to FaceTime and talk to my family and friends or whatever it may be. But there are definitely downsides. And you look at all these kids that are attached to these machines 24 hours a day. You know, their whole world revolves around this piece of electronics. And you wonder why they're depressed, why suicide is up among teenagers and so forth, because they have virtual relationships and not real ones. I mean, how many times have you stood at a party? I've done this where you see a group of young people kind of gathered in a circle or whatever. They're 3 or 4 feet apart. They're texting each other. They're not even looking up and talking to each other. They're texting. Drives me bananas. And I say to somebody, hey, did you talk to so-and-so? Yep. Well, what'd they say? Well, we texted. Well, that's not talking to someone. When I say, did you talk to someone? I didn't say, did you text someone? And it matters because people, human interaction is important. And these smartphones are part of the problem today in America, I do believe, because we don't have actual personal relationships back and forth. I mean, you'll say something in a text message. You'll say something on social media you wouldn't say to somebody's face. Happens all the time. Desensitizes us, makes us meaner, shallower. Yeah. And there's no God in that text, in that cell phone, I'll tell you that. At any rate, so the new iPhone 11s are coming out, and as you might have figured out, I'm not buying one. I'm not buying one unless my phone gets run over by a truck, probably my own truck, probably on a hunting trip somewhere where I don't have need for a cell phone, so I've took it out of my pocket. There you have it. It is Friday. Good to have you here. Glad to be along. Follow us at SteveGruber.com on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of it. We need your support. We have sports straight ahead with Brock Palmbush. Hey, remember, college football starts today. Today. We'll be right back.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
In this economic environment, many homeowners are struggling to pay their mortgage. If you're trying to modify your loan and are having trouble working with your lender, the Michigan Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation is ready to help. This is OFIR Commissioner Ken Ross, and I encourage you to call our agency toll-free at 877-999-6442 for help to lower your mortgage payments so that you can stay in your home. That number again is 877-999-6442. 999-6442.